Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Arr, ahoy, crew members. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, normally on the Wednesday show, we jump right into the mailbag, but I had to delay that due to a breakfast conversation that I had with my lovely bride today, and she insisted that I bring it to my compatriots, my only friends, as we pointed out last week.
Oh, that's sweet.
On the show today.
We're here for you.
Well, there's other friends that aren't here, like Rob Ford.
Yeah.
He's a friend.
Your prodigy.
Yeah. But anyway, so Rob Ford, good guy. But
great guy.
As you know, this is golf land down here, and Mr. Mm-hmm. O'Mara has gotten back into playing golf. And
high 90s.
We had a 90 and an 86, the two most recent scores, Oscar. You talking
perfect
about the
weather.
Temperature or the scores?
I was talking about the temperature.
Well, temperature kind of matches my scores lately, so
can't wait for winter.
That's a good thing. Now, I'll show you, for those of you that are real gift givers, during the holiday season,
it's a little out of focus. Still the Pro V1.
Yeah, but how come that doesn't?
The light's washing out the Pro V1.
Yeah,
looks like a Titleist from here.
You know what's so cute is normally the only dimples we see are Mike's, and now we're looking at a golf ball.
All right, you know what? You're gonna get your opportunity. Why don't you just keep it in your pants for a little bit, because you're gonna enjoy this? Okay.
All right.
Let me just tell you, Rob, you're gonna enjoy this. You don't have to wait. It's gonna come right away.
All right.
Hopefully,
the light is so bright, Mike, that we just can't see. Oh, there we go. It's a Titleist.
Yeah. Pro V1.
And thank you, Rob, for remembering that particular brand name. Please remember that brand name.
Oh, I heard it a few times.
Pro V1.
And don't you normally follow that with "in the blue and gold box"?
Yeah.
Every year.
But the thing is, the Pro V1X is acceptable as well. Okay, so I went online.
Where is this going?
And I paid for this myself because I could technically have the show pay for this because it's advertising. But
what's
the
advertising?
Promotion, the promotion,
you're advertising,
Oscar,
them.
Right.
You see, just don't. See, you're both skipping ahead. I just would both.
Settle now down,
I will admonish,
Oscar.
I will admonish you to keep it in your pants for a moment. So the offer was free personalization. And I said, well, this is great. Isn't this great?
Oh,
and this is not anything that isn't offered with golf balls all the time, because you get that and you can put a little, you can put your name on it. You can put a saying on it. You can do whatever you want.
In days of old, was there not almost like it looked like almost like a kitchen appliance where you would squeeze your name into the
golf
ball, right?
This is actually, you send it to the factory. They put it on there and it comes back and it's very simple. Now, Mrs. O'Mara mocked me today. Because because what I put on my golf ball was "listen to MikeO'MaraShow.com."
That's fantastic.
Can it get any more simple? Why you already said that's not even the discussion.
No,
that's not even the discussion.
That's just
that I'm
so
have.
Hacky. Like, someone's going to take the time to read. First of all, they're going to think you're a bad golfer, because the only time they're ever going to read it is when they find it.
Yeah, that's true,
because I'm not giving them away.
It's going to end up with a big red stripe in it, in a bucket.
I really thought about it, and then I went, no, they're expensive. I'm not going to give them away. But if I do lose them and somebody finds them. Now, this is the way I wrote it. And Mrs. O'Mara mocked me about it. If you can see, you probably can't see.
Hey, it's in red.
It's "listen to Mike O'Mara Show," capital letters. "Listen to" on the top. "Mike O'Mara Show." That's all I had room for in the second line. And then .com. But I wrote it. I wrote .com.
Like copy.
No.
Now Carla mocked me on this. I said, because I had to go to a third line. If I had just been able to put everything on the second line, I would have wrote .com. But because I had to go to a third line, I wrote .com.
For symmetry. For symmetry.
Is that okay? God damn it. Wait, hold on. Let me turn this off.
I'm not so sure that you should be ever splitting it into two lines.
He's a rube. Mike.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things you're showing here. One.
There's a couple of things. We need a better camera.
I don't think it's a camera. Because you look great. The red font on white, not the best. Two, also, the .com, D-O-T, unless you're trying to be witty, which you weren't, you just were trying to fill the space.
Well, it's really not even witty. It's just the way you like write it in copy. No yeah, one uses that in real life.
It really doesn't make sense, and you're just going to confuse especially the people that would find those balls on your golf course.
Older
what's
people.
Going on? Yeah. They'll be like, dot, what's dot?
Dot com.
Dot.
God damn it.
Yeah. So what
should
she right?
Should
she
I
write?
Put on the third line, dot com? Is that what I should have done? It would have looked stupid, though, if it's not on the
you
same line.
You might as well just put the Hooters logo on there. No one's
going to
pay
attention. All right, here's the thing. You know what we don't have on our logo?
Yes.
You know, and I looked all over our artwork. Pony. That artwork
yes.
you
yeah,
sent
my
me.
My artwork that I made.
No, Pony.
Yeah, it's Pony's fault.
No, Pony, you send me weird attachments. It doesn't look right.
JPG.
None of it looks
weird.
Right.
PNG.
It just doesn't look right. We don't. You know what we don't have on any of our artwork?
What?
We don't have what is in back of Oscar's head, right there. You see that underneath
what,
Mike O'Mara's show? Every logo.
I have a bald
every,
spot? I've never seen it.
No, it was too good of a setup.
Oh, boo.
Oscar, can you move out of the way for a second there?
Mike,
so
it's
see,
the 250 oh, by 250 that. Logo is what it is.
But I never, hey, Pony's never sent me anything with MikeOmaraShow.com underneath the logo.
This is not Pony's fault. If you needed this, we're a phone call away. We would have sent you the 250 by 250. Mm-hmm. You didn't want to wait. You put .com, D-O-T,
no,
it's on
No, it's not
you.
That I did. Pony, yes. Pony, when did I ask you for logos?
You asked me a couple months ago, and I sent
you. And how
you
many logos,
logos
did you send me that had
Did you send him this?
MikeOmaraShow.com.
I sent him everything that
Why
that
don't
I
you
have.
Forward
no,
the
no,
email
No, no,
to
no,
me.
He's not answering.
Okay.
He's doing what he does. He's
okay,
not.
Yes,
did you
yes.
send me the logo in back of Oscar's head?
Yes, I did.
Ooh.
Not with MikeOmaraShow.com on it.
Oh, with the actual Mike. You don't need this, Mike. You don't need
yes,
this.
Yes, I do. I want
you,
that
no,
on
no,
the
no.
logo.
Only you need this, because if people type in Mike O'Mara in any form anywhere on the web, MikeOmaraShow.com comes up.
Now I take issue with this. Hold on. It's, but the fact is, if I am promoting, then, yeah.
now we're getting serious because he's using sound effects.
If I'm
Now he's pissed.
That's right.
If I'm promoting the show,
yes.
I want not only the logo of the show, I want
Do
that.
You think
what's wrong with that? Is that really such a bad thing?
No,
that I'm
no,
asking
no.
For?
It's not a bad thing. If
people
going,
look at that, and go, "Mike O'Mara show." Where's that? Well, it says Mike. Maybe I should check that.
Nobody's going to be able to read it on a golf ball if it's on a logo like that. It's going to be too small.
Especially
bottom line.
Again, people Gee, you think in your neighborhood.
You think it's going to be that small?
Like
the logo that Titleist put, like the product name Oscar that Titleist puts on their balls. That's how small it'll be. It'll be perfect
Mike,
for a golf
you
ball
know
because
what?
It's small.
Titleist doesn't care. They already have your money.
Yeah.
Golf
it, man.
Balls.
Yeah. You need bigger
but
golf balls.
Bigger golf balls.
That's the answer.
Yeah, that's it. Not
no,
bigger
I want
golf
that.
Balls.
Pony, I want that logo. Send me that logo. I want
you
that
can,
logo.
You can send it to him, Pony.
Mm-hmm. Do we have
your
it
wife,
somewhere?
Yeah, we do. It's in our Dropbox.
It's
you can
in
pick
our
it up.
Archive.
Yeah,
because I went through all the logos that Pony sent me, and Pony
Mike,
didn't send me any.
This
that
is the
a,
point.
Let me finish with Pony. Please let me finish with Pony.
You're, okay. No, you're okay. Yelling at him for no reason. I have to defend
did,
him.
Did you send me any that had the MikeOmaraShow.com on the bottom?
I sent you all the logos that I have.
Yeah.
That's not
he
the
doesn't
answer.
Have that one. He doesn't have that one. You
okay,
know what?
So my question's been answered.
We don't use.
That's all I wanted to know. I'm not yelling at anybody.
You're walking on air.
That's
yeah.
The,
but
yeah.
Mike,
yeah, I feel completely vindicated right now. I don't feel like a rube. Right
do
now.
You see that the back of your backdrop doesn't have MikeOmaraShow.com on your backdrop? It doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Because you can't, so? You wouldn't be able to read it clearly even
right,
on your
that,
backdrop.
And in, that,
how about
and in
this?
That particular format, but when you're sitting there, look, see how close I am? See my nose next to this golf ball?
First
you
of
know,
all,
when down,
you are
when
keeping
been,
your
you know,
eye on
two,
the ball.
I don't think. Do you think it's unreasonable to want that particular logo? I think that would look nice on a golf
I think
ball.
That maybe
I think it's
10,
wasteful.
10 years ago it makes sense.
You think it's what? Excuse me?
It's wasteful.
Of why what? Is it wasteful if it's effing free?
Because our key demographic isn't guys that live on country club golf
well,
courts.
Well, it's free.
Yeah, but those are the people
it's
that are going to find
I'm
it.
I'm paying for it.
I
need
understand.
Golf balls. I want to put my logo on
You didn't
want to
put your logo
that?
On the bag last year. You said it was hacky.
I didn't want to put because I thought that was hacky. I thought that was hacky.
The difference?
On golf ball, the difference is on golf balls, you first of all, you should mark your golf balls anyway. And I figured
right.
if I'm going to mark them with a distinguishable mark that you have to have on it, might as well put our show logo on it. I've had to, every radio station I've ever worked at has dozens of golf balls they
are
hand
they
out.
Still around?
We had them. Yes, they are. Yes, WJFK is still around.
Oh, it's not the real WJFK, though.
Oh, you mean the one that exists now?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking
well,
about?
Well, the so one that exists now is the fan. I'm talking about the Talk Superstation.
Washington Superstation.
Thank you.
Well,
yes.
I think that there are millions of radio stations that have had golf balls with logos on. What's wrong with
Oscar's point?
Why are you Mr. Branding? Why are you averse to me doing anything? What if I wanted to stencil it on my forehead? What does it matter?
I think to speak to Oscar's point is that nowadays you don't need to throw the website out because people automatically know how to search the product without finding the website.
They know.
They're going to go into the Google or into their search engine, and they're going to type in Mike O'Mara, and it's automatically going to pop up.
You are the
Let me throw this to you.
Yes.
All right. Okay. I would like to put the show logo, which is very nice, the one in back of Oscar,
like that.
On the golf ball. It happens, the one that he is in back of him happens to have MikeOMaraShow.com underneath it. Mm-hmm. It's no difference whatsoever between putting the regular show logo that I have in back of me here on the show and the little .com just to make an old man happy down here.
You can do whatever you'd like.
You know what my number, whenever I tell anybody about the show, and incidentally, I don't hang around with exclusively 80-year-old people. I played golf with guys that were younger than I was the other day.
Vibrant.
And they say, where is that show? Is it on what state? First question to this day. What station is it on?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
the first station. I said, it's online. So wouldn't it be, you know, I don't just assume that people are going to go home and do a search for my name. That's ego you can photograph from the air. I don't have that ego. I assume people will look down and go, oh, MikeOMaraShow.com.
Or
all right.
I would say this, and I'm glad you actually brought up that scenario.
Okay.
You can say it's on your phone. Just download the Mike O'Mara Show app.
I do that, but I mean, when I'm in the middle of going to dinner or going to church or being out and about, I do it more often than you know. But I don't like to do it. I don't like to sit there and take the time to show people to give a tutorial on my free app.
Why do they need a tutorial?
What's that?
Because they're old?
No.
Because you have to open it up, show them where the app is, and you have to press.
You want
to
throw them a free golf ball then?
No, I don't want to throw him a free
ball. Then how are you going to market it? Tell us.
I am doing it because I have to put the logo on because I think it would be a good thing to do.
We're getting away from the original point, Mike.
And we're ordering 500 of them, and the show's paying for them.
Excellent.
That's it. Executive decision.
Pony should pay for them, really.
And Pony should.
This is all my
fault. And we're getting away from the original point, which is how great it looks that there's a solid line of copy on your golf ball that says DOT.com.
D-O-T.
So that's what that was Carla's
Department
point.
Of Transportation.
Yep. Mm.
So I couldn't put it on one line. I couldn't put it on one line, so I put .com underneath.
Instead of Colonel, it's ..
Hold on. So my question is: can I even bring these out to the golf course? That's the question I have for you.
Throw them away, Mike.
Just blame them on your producer.
I'm not
producer.
Throwing them away. They're
be like, guys, I can't believe my producer did
but
this.
But if I looked at this and I said MikeOMaraShow.com, I'd know to put the D-C-O-M in there. I mean, it's all.
Maybe
it's the way we write copy when we want to sell a .com, we write D-O-T-C-O-M.
We do. But I do think
and because
that
I had to, what?
D-O-T-C-O-M might be the Department of Transportation website. They might think
there is no dot, though. It's .com.
No, D-O-T, though.
Yeah, D-O-T.
And there's no period is what you're saying.
Yeah, I know what D-O-T is, Department of Transportation.
Yeah.
Carla.
Government
guess
guy.
What, Carla? Just like I predicted, they agreed with you. Happy effing day. Start the effing show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.MikeOMaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I grew up Catholic. I don't go to church anymore, but I went on Christmas Eve with my parents, because you know how you lie to your parents. So we go into the church, and I was like, I got this under control. And then I got schooled because they introduced a bunch of new shit. No, I was going through Mass, and I was batting like 400. And then in the middle of Mass, the priest said, peace be with you. And everyone said, and with your spirit. And I was like the one pre-Y2K going, and also with you. What? Huh? What? Huh? What? When? What? For those of you that aren't Catholic, I don't mean to exclude you, even though we love to exclude you, but there's a part in church where the priest says, peace be with you, and for many, many years, we all said, very good. But they changed it to end with your spirit, because that's what needed revamping in the Catholic Church. And that was the squeaky wheel that needed the grease.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Piper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show Gets Mocked Every Day Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by our holiday MVP contest. This holiday season, we want to give back. For those of you that were listening, made a little change on this. Hope you understand. We appreciate it. The holidays are all about giving, right? Are they?
Right? Yes, right.
Of
right.
course.
Yes.
So we're going to give away five $250 gift cards. It's our way of saying thank you to the best listeners ever. Five big gifts for our five TMOS holiday MVPs, and it could be you. Here's how. All you have to do is subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package. We've told you before, it's the best way to support this show. Everyone who buys the 2016 bonus package is automatically entered to win one of the gift cards, a little holiday bonus from us to you. The 2016 bonus package will get you full access to all of the year's bonus content, both audio and video, and access to the entire bonus show anthology at over 25% off, plus a chance at being the TMOS Holiday MVP. It's all waiting for you at MikeOmaraShow.com. Just click the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages. Even if you're currently subscribed, it's the best time to renew, and it makes a great holiday gift for the TMOS fan in your life. Get one for them and one for yourself. Good luck! And we want you to be our TMOS Holiday MVP. And thank you for a great 2015. Here's to an even better 2016.
Oh, yeah.
And I mentioned shopping through our Amazon page is the best way to help the show. This is also equally the best way
to help the show.
Is buying the bonus content. And we thank you. Well, Carla will be very, very happy that you agreed with her. And
what was your rebuttal to Carla?
And did it surprise you? That would be something she would have gotten you after?
If you saw the lines that I had to put in, it would have looked dumb to put period COM underneath Mike O'Mara's show. It wouldn't have made sense. So I wrote it out the only way, because they don't give you enough room to do it. That's why I want to put the... Have you sent me the logo yet? Have you sent me the logo, Mr. Mope?
I'm getting ready to create the logo.
Do you know it's almost cute?
What do you mean?
Like,
you're creating the logo?
Well, he's got to recreate it because the original artwork that's laid out like this was a special job for this.
Custom job.
I have our site logo.
Is that going to be hard to do?
No. We've got the software. We've got the power, Mike. We've got the power
we
to
have
do
the
it.
Tools. We have the power of Mope.
Yeah.
The power of Mope.
Mope power.
No, but I...
Mopey.
It's my little thing. That little square on there will be with the same exact everything. Yeah. With the black background, the red and white lettering will be absolutely perfect.
You could actually pull a joke, man, and write jokes on your golf balls. Could you do that?
Yeah.
No, nothing.
Nothing? Like a riddle. Is there enough lines to put riddles on there?
How about I put a middle finger on the golf ball and send a sleeve up to you? How about that?
Oh, you're witty. That'd be fun.
Hey, you know what?
Joke man. Like what, Jackie Martin?
Yes.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, Howard. Hey, Howard.
How about this? Instead of using such a long way, how about tech411.com?
Oh, that'd be cool.
That
also,
have
you heard of hashtags before? You could use a hashtag. You could have put .com and then a hashtag TMOS. That would have worked.
Ooh, just hashtag TMOS.
Oh, that would be cool.
That's hip.
That would be cool.
There, now you're talking.
Just some thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
We're a phone call away, Mike.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Well, I've taken care of it today because hopefully I'll be getting the big logo that I wanted. And that'll look a little more professional.
Yeah.
Will they be able to put artwork up instead of a text?
Yes, that's probably going to cost a slight charge.
The white ball with the black box, is that going to cost more overall in bulk? Because if you really want to do it, Mike, we can pull the trigger.
Right.
Well, no, I'm going to pay for it myself because to be honest with you, I don't hand them out. If I was handing them out, it'd be a different story.
What are the cheapest balls you can buy?
That's the thing. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I want to use, because now that I'm playing more, I actually do appreciate it.
You get a bucket of range balls, Mike, with some cuts in them.
Get some X outs, as we like to call them. X outs. That'll be a lot of fun.
Some cuts.
But you know what?
I've seen the cuts. That's all I have.
We could talk about that. Hey, before, you know what? Hold on. I want to tell you something. We got a major announcement that we need to make.
Hey, listen.
I teased this on the fan page yesterday.
Oh.
Let me make that major announcement right now. We have a very, 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 very special Thanksgiving show for you. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving, everybody. And listen, for Thanksgiving, forget the parade, never mind Charlie Brown, because on Thanksgiving Wednesday, that's traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year.
Every year.
Download TMOS, put it into your device, and enjoy your trip to Grandma's house, because Patton Oswalt is returning to the TMOS studios, or as everyone on the fan page like to say, Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
That's what
the A-list celebrity. A-list celebrity.
An A-lister. A very special TMOS with a special start time, Wednesday, November 25th. We're starting at 11:45 a.m. Download it or stream it live and get your holidays started right. And give thanks for the funny. Patton on TMOS. You know we're all huge fans of Patton. He's a movie star, TV star, stand-up comedy star.
That's
He's
awesome.
A wonderful and social Author. Media and social media superstar.
Guru.
Oh, the
Guru.
Best.
Guru.
Yes.
Guru.
I want, in fact, that's probably one of the first things I want to talk to him about. Is just you know, you think I go dark on social media.
Oh.
Patton. Patton goes to the dark side.
Don't you love when you see Patton post something and then under it it says "read more"? Because you know,
you know he's
really
to town,
putting some thought into it. Yeah.
So mark that on your calendars. Next Wednesday, a week from today, our Thanksgiving show, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Patton Oswalt live in studio. We're delighted to have him come by, and we'll have a great time. Always fun when Patton drops by. Really a lot of fun. So.
It's back.
There it is. There it is.
No one will get tired of that.
Now, we could just flap our gums here, or I could start the mailbag, and then we could interrupt it. I defer to you, Mr. Spiewak. You're the master of time management on the mic.
Father time.
Let's move on a little bit, and we'll do the mailbag in the second segment.
All right, we'll do the mailbag in the second segment. I did want to mention to you that Twitch and I are we've made our ticket arrangements. Twitch popped for the tickets. I'll be reimbursing him.
Cool.
We're
going to
go see Craig Ferguson on December 5th.
Whoa.
Oh, cool. What venue?
He's going to be at the casino down here, the Indian Casino Inland in Inland, Florida, in Immokalee.
So it's probably
the Seminole casino down here.
It's probably a relatively intimate setting. I mean, that's a good
place
to see a comic.
I think so. That's why we pop.
They're all tents. What do you mean
exactly?
Intimate?
It's going to be in the teepee.
Small venue. It is. And I walked by there. I haven't been inside of it, but I've walked by it. It
the
looks
theater?
To me to be a tiny little theater.
How many people do you think?
Probably maybe 800, maybe tops.
Oh, that's not a heap of big.
Or 500, maybe. I'm not sure. Rob,
what's
please.
What's wrong with you?
That is just so obnoxious.
That is,
you know
I really,
that?
I can't believe Max said that.
How dare you?
Ridiculous. What's that? Now, who's playing that?
I don't
that's
know.
Ridiculous.
Rachel,
that's
cut it out.
Rachel, what are you doing?
She's the worst.
She said she's the worst.
And the thing is, Mike, is you can actually go and you can hang out in the casino, and right before the show starts, there'll be smoke in the sky, and you know to go into the theater. They'll signal you.
That's all you
are
have.
Are you having fun, Rob?
Smoke signals.
Oh, now it's a fun day. Now he's excited.
Yes. And then we'll smoke a pipe.
Yeah. Oh, and make sure. Oh, most importantly, make sure you don't litter. Because you don't want the dealers to cry.
Yeah. And, of course, it's a no-drink minimum with that fire water.
Okay, enough.
Okay, we'll stop.
That is
so you've got tickets for a...
Well, here's the problem.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Did you reserve seats?
You know what?
The proper joke would be, did you make reservations? You idiot.
Yeah, I know. I know. He doesn't have the gene.
No, he mumbled.
He doesn't have
he
the
mumbled
gun.
Right
racist.
Up to
he
the microphone the right. And got it close.
Yeah. I'll be more racist next time.
Yes,
he had
you will.
The right concept.
He truly did. Guys.
He truly did. If you'd had it right, it would have been another feather in your cap there, Tony. I'm terribly sorry.
So, the show. Mm-hmm. Craig Ferguson, what's the problem?
The problem is, I'm driving by the billboard, and I went, oh, yeah. Twitch and I are going to that show. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then I realized, December 5th, you know what that day is.
What?
Jury duty.
Oh, no.
You will find Craig Ferguson guilty of being funny.
So suddenly I went from thinking about that great fun time to thinking about, will we be released by 6 o'clock that night?
Ooh, and so you know what? What if you're sequestered?
How do I get out of it? I got to get out of it.
Say your media personality that you can't do it.
Say you're an opinionated media personality.
But I have to go. But I have to go down and show up and say that. Right?
Yes. That's
yeah. You got to go up and.
So
tell
I report them. And then I say yeah. I'm a.
There's
I'm
every
a media
chance.
Personality. I'm a media personality, yeah. and I work for the Ku Klux yeah. Klan. May I please be excused?
I've got my own golf balls.
There's every chance you won't even get to that point because what they do is if they need 20 people, they're going to bring 50 people down.
Or you could say you're a government official and you work for the Department of Transportation.
I don't want to lie. I could go to jail if I lie.
Oh, you know what? Just play them the segment with all the Indian jokes we just played. They'll get, that'll
true.
Get you out of it.
Yeah.
Right away.
No, I'm going to tell them I'm a media personality. I'm essential. I need to do my show every single day.
Oscar, can you draft a letter on business?
We do have letterhead.
Then that's what we need.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Can you guys compose a letter for me to take to...
Absolutely.
Dear a-holes.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Rob. Yeah, pretend Mike's not listening.
Okay, Mike, your boss.
Is the letterhead is going to say the DOT, Department of Transportation.
Okay. All right, I'm done. I'm taking him out to the golf course. I'm taking him out to the golf course. MikeOmara.com. That's what I'm doing. I'm taking him out there. Thank
It'd
you very
fine,
much.
Yeah.
Yeah, lick it. Anyway, we'll take a break. When we come back, it's the mailbag, your birthdays and all that crap. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you.
Hi, this is the Internet Steve Mermelstein. Times are wasting as the holidays are approaching. This is my favorite time of year when a jolly fat man from the North Pole flies down to give all the good Gentiles toys. But if you're like me, looking for a great deal, why not check out all the free content from The Rob and Joe Show, The Tony Perkins Show, Tech 411, Americast, and my favorite, Cake and Cookies. Also get exclusive bonus content from The Mike O'Mara Show with a VIP package. Everyone wants a nice package for the holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Mermelstein out.
It's our spokesperson, Stephen Mermelstein.
Spokesmodel.
Official spokesmodel of the Mike O'Mara Show. What are you eating?
Bagel.
He's eating a bagel.
Is it too much to ask to maybe finish the meal before you come into the studio
sustenance.
And be a professional broadcaster?
Mike, he was in a low blood sugar situation. We want a high energy Oscar.
Well, watch this. Watch this professionalism. Hey, speaking of eating, let's face it, people. You need to know how to cook. You can finally put your kitchen to good use. Besides, cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout again. But where do you start? Well, with Blue Apron, they have you covered. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron will deliver all of the fresh ingredients you need to create delicious home-cooked meals. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. I have eaten multiple Blue Apron meals, and they are all fantastic. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less, and that means no more overwhelming trips to the grocery store and no more sad takeout. No matter what diet preferences you have, the Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like, listen to this, mild Thai curry. I love it when Blue Apron mentions curry because their curry dishes are the best. Mild Thai curry chicken soup with rice, kale, and peanuts. Or coconut curry braised cauliflower with aromatic rice and cilantro chutney. I know for a fact that this is delicious because I've eaten the cilantro chutney. It's fantastic. Yum! Right now, you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really. The first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. And now, without further ado, it's not about me. It's about you.
No, it's about them, isn't it?
We've been delaying the mailbag because it really is about you, not about .com or golf balls. Yeah, sing it, lady. It's
one time for you. One time.
Turn it down, please.
One time.
For the love of God, turn it down.
It's pretty.
Let us lead off with one of the biggest P1s of them all, Bob Cole.
Yeah, Bobby.
Bob Cole is now 55 years old and has spent many of those 55 years listening to, chatting about, and promoting this show in all of its incarnations. Happy birthday, Bobby Boy. A grateful podcast. Thanks you.
Good
Bob
guy.
Cole.
Thank
good
you,
good man. Huge supporter of the show. And we hope he has a wonderful 55th. Happy 82nd birthday. Wow.
How about that?
Where's my neighbor? 82nd birthday to our buddy Dick Brodigam. Dick Brodigam may be 82, but he gets it. Plus, he's a swell guy. So, Dick, God bless
Very
you. And
cool.
Keep listening, my friend.
That's awesome.
Amy Hunter had a birthday last weekend and a wedding anniversary on the same day. I hope that her husband remembered both of them. I really do.
Yeah, absolutely. I doubt he did. That was the tone of the letter that he wouldn't.
Today
That's
is
awesome.
Birthday numero 35 for Michael DeBaliso. He's a brand new dad, and he's very happy to have created a brand new TMOS listener with his wife, Nicole. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, that is sweet.
Welcome to our world. From the land of three named people, Misty Ann Harris is also having a birthday and is looking for a candy recommendation from Radio Scott Shannon. That's a little too obvious for me. Do we need to use the wheel for this?
Do you want to spin on this one? I just thought it would be quick enough. All right, but let's see what I've got the coin right here.
Peppermint, Winter Green, traditional five flavor.
There you go. Oh,
of course,
and
that's
of course,
the singer line. Yeah.
Yeah, the jingle here.
The All Americans present Scott Shannon with more hit music.
WMAK.
Misty Ann Harris, I hope that satisfied your Shannon craving. Thank you.
Everyone has them.
Friday the 13th. Is usually unlucky, unless you're Ty Deuceblon.
That's it.
Because he turned 31. Hooray for Ty.
That's a douchebag's 30s line.
Yeah,
like
it is.
That.
It really is.
It's usually unlucky unless you're Ty Deuceblon.
Happy birthday, Ty.
Right? Deuceblon. All right, way to go, Ty. Longtime listener Kevin Miller would like to wish his super hot and super pregnant wife, Joy, a happy 42nd birthday. Being a huge Star Wars fan, it's no surprise that her birthday is exactly 1 month before the release of Star Wars The Force Awakens. So he got her tickets to the premiere. Who says romance is dead?
Lucky lady. Got the impression those ticks might be more for the dad than the mom there.
They both win. Right.
Sure, everybody wins.
Everybody wins listening to this show. That's the way I look at it, Ross. Right?
Thank you, Mike O'Mara.
I'm just doing the very best I can, people. Hold on. I want to get my own music for this.
Okay.
Oh, no problem.
Let me just do this. Wait a minute.
Let's take a moment to remind everybody that our website is MikeOMaraShow.com.
DOTCOM. Yes, that's right.
Yes, please.
I just did all that searching because I wanted to do this. Lordy, Lordy, someone's 40. I would love it if you would wish my baby daddy and huge TMOS fan, Stephen Trumpy. Isn't he the pain in the ass online all the time, Trumpy?
No, I think he's okay. I think he's all right. No.
I think he's trouble.
I think it's Rick Trumpy you're talking about.
Donald Trumpy.
I don't think it's Rick Trumpy. Anyway, it's his 40th birthday. Hey, Stephen, we know you're a big fan of the show. God bless you. I am now proceeding to purchase his gift on Amazon for your show. Many thanks, Trista Risved.
Good egg.
Nice.
Good egg. Good egg.
Hold on. Big finish here. Ladies and gentlemen, good times.
How old were you when you recorded that?
That's good stuff. Moving right along, dear gang, Mike's biting story reminded me of a theater experience I had long ago. It was my senior year of high school, and I was set on becoming a stagehand when I graduated. A good friend of mine was playing the part of a secretary in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, and during rehearsal, she bit my arm, leaving teeth marks.
Wow. Ooh,
Jesus. No reason was given for her actions. Well, that's not good. But I did learn that I tasted salty.
Ew.
Her words, not mine. Oh. She later slapped me for purposely saying Macbeth. But that's a story for another time.
Remember, it's bad luck to say Macbeth in a theater. So obviously he was not observing that superstition.
Yeah, but this guy was asking for it.
That's from Enard Raynard from Burke, Virginia. Interesting story, Enard. Ian.
For Raynard. Some reason, I feel like that story needed a gag ball in it or something.
Oh, dear.
It's weird.
Wow, all that,
I'd like
to
check his crawl space. Next letter.
The show.
We join this next letter already in progress. So the last time I tried this, I really messed up, but hubby thought it was funny. Could Mike's dog, Frankie, wish Jeff Lewis happy birthday? He is turning 41 this Friday. We love the show, and thanks so much in advance. That comes from Sheila Lewis. Well, we'll have to get the slot machine out, okay? Tiny poop, tiny poop, blank.
Oh,
that sucks for her.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, Frankie's still very much alive. Picked up his excrement today. In my hot little
proof
hand.
Of life,
it was
Mike.
Hot.
Proof of life. Yes.
Proof of life.
That's right. That's how I know every day. That's how I know every day that Frankie is alive and well, because I have his warm poop in my hand through a layer of plastic.
That's so sweet.
Yum, 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 yum. Mm. Hey, guys, I just heard the show with Matt Bloom's story of his crush. I told him on Facebook to just ask her out. That's what he needs to do. What crush? What crush
Friday show, Mike.
Friday show.
Oh, Friday show. I wasn't here for it. I know that he daydreams about her while he's working, and little things that people say and do remind him of her. That boy needs to man up and just go for it.
True.
A wise man once said, boom, bam. That's what Matt will yell when that little sweetie says yes to Pony Boy.
Aww.
Then guess who will be riding the pony?
Oh,
sent from
Good Lord.
Oh, dear.
Comes to us from Shiloh.
Thank you, Shiloh.
Pony, what is the... Are you going to take the advice and call her, or what are you going to do?
Well, Pony had a date set up on Friday that wasn't a date.
It was he was sort of tricking her into
very
it.
Vague. Yeah.
Yes. How'd it go?
Tricking her into it. We didn't end up doing anything because of other... situation.
Did you see her?
It's a long story. No, not yet. Not until after.
So, incidentally, by the way, for those of you that want to speak bullshit, when you do, let me explain how it goes.
Uh-huh.
Instead of saying we never went out or we never got together, you say we didn't end up doing anything together, because you hope and you pray that people might assume that you actually did make contact when fact you didn't make
contact.
See,
there was a plan in place, Mike, and I'll just keep it brief for you. There was a group meetup that people all of a sudden weren't going to show up to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of chloroform shtick as well.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ah, wonderful.
Probably didn't work out.
You is there a chance? My glider?
Will you revisit this this person?
Absolutely. Sometime after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. After the holidays.
That's right. Mm-hmm. After the probably after Arbor Day, he's going to say, "Hey, sexy barista, how'd you like to come over to my house and have some inappropriate silences?"
Yes. Well, that will happen.
That's better. Greetings, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Matt, and the interns. Well, we've got Rachel with us today. Any other interns on
Mac.
Campus?
We have remember
Mac.
That guy?
Mac is here. Rachel and Mac are here. First, I want to say to anyone who's considering the purchase of the bonus show, it is definitely worth getting, and do it now. I regret not getting it sooner, but I am happy to have the entire catalog available through the TMOS app for convenient listening. I've been a fan of the show for many, many years, and like many other P1 listeners, I've ordered from Nuts.com, Cameron Hughes, Harry, bought the audio and paperback book, purchased through TMOS on Amazon, and used FrameBridge. I'll be honest with you, this kind of listening keeps us alive.
Love this
absolutely
guy.
I mean, this is fantastic. I want to say thank you for all the laughs, and I would like the guys to wish my best friend of nearly 20 years and 10-year Air Force vet Joey Chen a happy birthday as he enters his douchebag 30s. One last thing that he had me nearly splitting my sides from laughter. I'm listening in the car with my wife last week, and after a long laughing fit from Big O, she says, "Oscar laughs like a hyena."
That's so true.
Rob, I think perhaps some searching might be in order. To,
well, you know, that's something I can ape that pretty well if you'd like to hear it. Oscar's
yeah, he can do it.
Yeah, okay, let's kill the music here. Actually, this is the one thing that Shannon has ever asked me to do. She likes this bit. Here's Oscar laughing.
Happy birthday, Joey Chen.
Good night.
That's wonderful. I love that. That's good. If Mike and Rob haven't noticed this before, well, obviously you heard Rob. He has.
I've noticed it.
Well, I hear it all the time. The laugh, Oscar, Carla listens like when she's getting ready in the morning, and I will hear it in the kitchen from the bathroom. I will hear Oscar's laugh. I won't hear anything else. That's how I know
brutal.
She's listening.
I'm so
to the
sorry.
Show.
Well, the frequencies travel.
Yeah,
they do. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for all the funny George in Kensington. Well, thank you, George, and we really appreciate the support. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and the crew, let me start off by saying how much my girlfriend, Shonda, Shonda and I love the show. We've been together almost a year, and I introduced her to the world of TMOS. Now when I get home from work every night, we listen to the show. Whoa, that's great.
Isn't that cool?
Awesome.
Her favorite singer is Bret Michaels, and her favorite actor is Sam Elliott. I would like to try my luck with the comedy slot machine to see if Sam Elliott would talk up the song Every Rose Has Its Thorn. If this happens, she will lose her ever-loving mind. This is interesting. She will lose her ever-loving mind. Well, we'll see. And bring great joy to this old hump. Thanks for the hours of entertainment you bring to us all. And long live TMOS, a big fan since 92. Bobby Gilbrecht from Indianapolis. Well, Bobby, let's see let's see what happens right here, okay? There we go.
There goes the roulette wheel.
Oversized mustache, oversized mustache, oversized mustache!
Progressive! Wow. I won the progressive. Wow,
that's
nice.
Pretty exciting stuff. I guess that means, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm going to do it.
I'd like to send out this to Bobby Gilbreck. If you're having a great time and making song requests, you think that that was inappropriate? You're right, it was completely inappropriate. Thank you.
Yeah! Love it.
All right, let me try another one. Sorry about that.
You know what I'm going to have for dinner?
Huh.
I'm going to have a giant can of Coors Light. Banquet beer. You know what I'm going to have? Steak. It's beef. It's what's for dinner.
Yes! Oh, thank you very much. There we go. I love it.
Nice. All right, that was for that guy. Very nice, Bobby. Appreciate that. Thanks for the stager.
You love the birthday stager.
Yes, moi. Hi, guys. Greetings from Portland, Oregon. I was a listener of Don and Mike and the radio version of TMOS ever since they were on the air here. Unfortunately, I have only been listening to the podcast since March of this year, since I was not really aware of what a podcast was before. Well, maybe I should put it on a golf ball then.
Hashtag didn't know.
Then soon after, I became a bonus show subscriber, and I will subscribe every year from now until the end of time, or TMOS, whichever comes first. I have my 41st birthday coming up on the 22nd, and in case you don't recall or are too young to care, that is also the anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy. I tell you that there is nothing better to boost a young birthday boy's spirits than video of the presidential head exploding every single year.
Poor kid.
Oh, poor guy. I don't ask for anything from you guys today except to have the thrill of this being read by Mike. I will say that my favorite voice Mike does is James Garner. I always love to hear it, but again, I'm not asking for a spin of the roulette wheel. Just keep bringing the funny. Love you guys. Love the show. And I really love that I get it. Thanks, Michael Snook. Well, Michael, just because you like that voice and you didn't ask for anything, I'm going to kick your ass across the state line, and I'm wearing the boots that can do it.
Very
Thanks
cool.
a lot. Oh, you just thought I might do it, huh?
You know
That's
what?
Pretty good. You did second-guess me
what
that
you,
time.
What you
Very
do
smart,
is you try
Rob.
To think ahead sometimes. That's
I like the way Rob keeps all the songs in the bank. All right, time.
Hey, hold on, James Garner, one last question.
Yes, yeah, go ahead, Rob.
Do you like the birthday stager?
Oh, I sure do. Thank you. Time listener requesting.
What oh, you know that? What? Long time. It got
Long
cut
time.
Off. Long time. My bad.
Almost made it. A long time listener requesting birthday salutations for myself. John, because see, that's not salvageable on my part
no,
if I haven't
no,
re-
no.
pre-read it.
Because it didn't get cut off. It just wasn't yes. put in.
Well, it's not a golf ball.
It's not, certainly not
you
that.
Take it up, you take it up with him. You take it.
See,
what did
Mike,
he say about the golf ball?
Well, the
what
problem did Pony is, Mike, is when ball? I was formatting the page, there wasn't enough room for all the letters.
Touche.
Hey, very good. You win, Dick. Long-time listener requesting birthday salutations for myself. John Dunn from Delaware is celebrating his 48th birthday today. Why should this request be granted? One, because Rommel, I bought and read your book. I mean, I purchased Open Mic when it came out through the TMOS Amazon portal. Two, because I'm still recovering from the Dick Queasy birthday early bird special, which turned out to be a leftover sun-warmed clam.
Say it again.
To be a leftover sun-warmed clam bake with rainbow lobster rolls.
Oh!
So nasty. Three, because I will send Mike to see the Witch's Tombstone in Bucksport when he returns to Maine in 2016, by which point the paper mill there will no longer be standing. I know all these stories.
Seriously?
They're closing. Yeah, they closed the paper mill in Bucksport. I look forward to my birthday. There will be cake and cookies and whatnot. Thank you very much from John Dunn. And the witch's boot, I showed it to you guys when we drove up
yeah.
there.
Yes.
The little leg that's on the tombstone. That's
yes,
a very,
exactly.
a very
Sponsored
well-known
by Uggs.
Landmark up there. And let me see here. Okay, I think I got this. Number five. This is the last letter, Rob. Gentlemen.
It is, and this is a good one. I really like this one.
For nothing other than my own curiosity, is there any reason I would have seen Oscar on Eastbound Maryland 193 turning left onto Rhode Island Avenue at 8 a.m. on Friday, November 13th. Because if I didn't, there is a Bolivian doppelganger, or in parentheses, un hombre idéntico, on the loose. Incidentally, the doppelgang is playing Gabe's Friday night, no cover. Joey Parsons, Hollywood, Maryland. Was that
he
you,
would,
Oscar?
Because on Fridays, I go to Maryland, and we are 11 miles from the studio to the University of Maryland.
And that's how you
and
go?
And on Friday mornings, I cut through the city. I do.
Hey, there you go. Small world. You saw him.
I was recognized, finally.
Got recognized.
After all these years, I'm being treated like the celebrity I am.
But now we have to keep searching for un hombre identico.
All right, we will take a break and do the rest of this damn show when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
To make a flower grow. Yes, it takes a lot of
welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Now, you've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how it's changed my life. Well, now, my friends at Sleep Number have done it again. They have created a pillow that is a breakthrough for people who sleep too warm or too cool. Hello.
Nice.
Hot sleepers. Yes, yeah. Siree. It's the Sleep Number temperature balancing pillow. So now you can sleep at the perfect temperature with a pillow that adapts to you. And the way I look at it with mine, you know, if it cools off, if you cool off my noggin,
yes,
then the rest of my body feels fantastic. That's why I love their temperature balancing pillow. The Sleep Number temperature balancing pillow is amazing. I have one. I love it. It absorbs excess heat, then it releases it as you cool, so you sleep just right. Everybody's experience,
that's
especially
awesome,
during the summer where your pillow is just a little too hot.
Yep.
And I really love it. And, you know, for those of you that might have a super cold head, you know, it can warm you up as well. So it features Outlast technology, so it keeps you comfortable and dry by proactively regulating your temperature for a better night's sleep every time, every night. Sleep Number, the good people,
the best,
those wizards over at Sleep Number, they keep doing it, people. You got to try this technology because it's going to make your sleep better and thusly make you healthier. Come to a Sleep Number store and see all the innovative gifts for better sleep. Right now, save 30% on the temperature balancing pillow. No better sleep at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to jump, click your heels, and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Or you could just tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Well, if you want to do it the easy way,
that,
sure.
That would be the nice thing to do. I would like to do that. I accomplished a household task, and you know I don't do that very often, but when I do, I'm very proud of myself. Mrs. O'Mara, for whatever reason, mid-November is her time to get into the holiday spirit.
Nice.
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't like that?
It's too early.
Well, why is it too early?
It doesn't start until the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I just think that if, I guess in my, just my point of view, that yes, if you want to celebrate the holidays, what's wrong with another week or two weeks?
But no, but you got to get Thanksgiving is its own thing. And then you make it a little more special. Now, I'm all about, I put my tree up Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
But because you're a creature of habit, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I've got the whole weekend laid out.
Yeah.
But it's too early. Santa Claus hasn't even been in the parade yet.
Oh, this
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but the thing is,
he tried
I
to
don't
ruin
know
Christmas
what her schedule. What was that, Pony?
He tried to ruin Christmas last year with the same BS.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's me. I'm ruining Christmas.
It's too early to have a Christmas tree up and spread joy.
Mike,
you got to wait until after the meal.
You're getting, Mike, you are very, very gradually and steadily.
You want to start that again? I'm not. Sometimes when you do that, I think you're really having one of those little TMJs.
That's right.
Keep your fingers crossed. Yeah. It's going to happen one of these days, but it's not your lucky
get
day.
The pen.
You ever notice when Rob does, Rob will go, you know what?
Yeah. It's a left. It's a left ventricle failure.
Was that an instant replay, or was that Mike recreating it?
.com douche.
Steadily and gradually, Mike, you're becoming Ed McMahon. You're gonna eventually have your tree up all year round because you love Christmas that much.
I know that the only thing, when I think of you in the holidays, I don't really think about getting the stuff down from the attic.
Right.
I think in terms of you giving me such a hard time when I lived in Manassas for leaving the decorations up, which is, that's the negative thing.
Well, there's that, and also the fact that you weren't very good at putting your Christmas tree away. It wasn't
that
you didn't want to do it.
I remember I'd walk in after New Year's and I'd be like,
Rob, could
February,
you,
trashy.
Could you help me make the tree fit in the box again?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the good news.
We had to drag it upstairs.
Yes.
Here's good news because of the move.
Yeah.
The Christmas tree is not down here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, where do you keep it?
What will you do?
I don't know where it is.
Oh.
It was still in Manassas?
Well, no, it was moved. We either sold it in the yard sale, gave it away, brought it to Maine, but it's not down here.
Oh, 100% don't have chance it down you wouldn't here. Have taken it to Maine because you had such, limited space to get stuff up there. I don't think you would have taken it up there.
I think we gave it away. I think we gave it
was
away.
Was it
but
a?
I don't remember.
You give it away in the true Manassas style of leaving it on the curb and no, waiting for an international visitor to come and grab it?
That doesn't work. It doesn't work down here like that, But
and let me pick it up.
The advantages of living
my people love them.
In a thimble of a house. I mean, do you remember anything in our attic? Well, you may because I made you guys.
Mike, I used to hang out in your attic all the time.
I was going to say, did you remember how to get to your attic? Because you sent us up there all the time.
Yes, I did. But anyway, the thing about it is that it was such an ordeal to get anything. It was three flights of stairs to get everything out of the attic. It was a narrow, narrow stairway to go down from the attic. And now, so when Mrs. O'Mara said, "You got to bring down the Christmas decorations," I had that same horrible feeling that I used to get regarding anything from the attic. Well, the attic, you know what our attic
is? Yeah, where is your attic?
Our attic is a little space above the garage.
It's like a crawl space.
That I can access with a stepladder.
Oh.
It took me 11 minutes to get all the stuff down from there and hand it to Carla, who was down in the garage. And I looked at her and I said, "Are we done?" And she said, "Yes, you are." I said, "Zang." And I went back to my recliner, and watched the end of Homeland. It was great.
That is great. Fantastic. Now, will you be getting a tree? Because I know space is of a premium down there.
Well, here's the thought. I mean, we're going to be down here. The little guy just now, and because he's in preschool, and also because we talk about it, he is just now hearing Santa. He's aware of Santa. It's a first of all, he has entered a phase in his development where he's eating cute pills every day. I didn't think the kid could get cuter, but he's getting cuter because he's getting more verbal and he's making different facial expressions, and it's just cold blast. I am all in, and I'm thinking even down here, since this is really not Christmas land down here to start with, I'm thinking because of that, I'm going to get myself a relatively small but a real Christmas
tree. And you got to put, lights on the house as well, Mike, because he's always going to remember that.
I have the
bushes.
I have the Christmas wreaths that go on the two lights on either side of the garage.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And I think don't be bougie
and just do that. Put actual lights.
Don't
up.
Be what?
Bougie. Like he's too good. You want to be too classy. Put lights
bougie
up.
Bougie is a new word. I've never heard the word bougie before.
Normally, when you say that, forever. It's because you're too boozy and you just can't say bougie. it's always nice, Mike. Get a couple strings of white lights and put them in your wreaths. Because then the wreaths light up at night.
You got to light them up.
No, I have them. They're pre-lit. They're pre-lit
wreaths.
Excellent. They're artificial pre-lit wreaths that I put right on top of that. So I do. But Oscar's right. It's no effort whatsoever to do. This is the one I can actually do.
He'll remember that, and you'll have pictures with him with your house lit up. It'll be fun.
Do you have bushes outside?
Yeah, we have a little tiny
what do you
Florida
think about
bushes.
That, Max?
I'm thinking full bush.
What you should do is
light the entire bush.
Yeah, get lights for the bushes. That is easy to do, and it looks dynamite. Nothing to it.
And little Michael can help you, or at least he can pretend to, and you can do it together. It could be a tradition. He'll remember.
Pony, I have to interrupt. Mm-hmm. Pony, see how you're doing that logo there? You see the red? That's got to be red underneath my.
Yeah, red. Mm-hmm. Red.
It can't be.
Change it. It's a lot harder to work on red text on black than it is on white. So I change it to red at the end.
He does it at the end, Mike. Don't tell him how to do his job.
Okay, I was I'm watching Pony diligently working on this, and you're a good boy. I give you too hard a time. I know.
Thank
I
you,
do.
Mike.
I wonder if Pony will be.
Thank
decorating.
You for your efforts, and the happiest day of my life will be going to your wedding if that ever happens.
It's gonna be great.
Or funeral. The next big church event for That's Pony great. Will be great, no matter what.
He will be celebrated one way or another.
One way or another, he will be the focus of attention, and he will be in the world's thinnest tuxedo in both occasions.
Mm-hmm. Saves a ton of money.
Let me ask this question. So the decorations are down from the attic.
Yes.
Thanksgiving is next week. Gammy is coming in. Carla's mom is coming in. So, you know, Cameron Hughes will be seriously, you know, going, what?
Why is the warehouse half empty?
Both throttle.
But the thing is, is it, you know, they're down now. She didn't put anything up last night. Is the, you know, having your house decorated in a holiday way, Christmas way, for Thanksgiving, is that kosher? And Rob would say, no, it's the day after. But you actually put your tree up the day after Thanksgiving.
Put it up on Saturday. Mike, the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend.
If you put it up on Friday, would alarms go off? Retentive son of a bitch.
Hey,
would the holiday police bust in on your door?
Chubbix would write a formal complaint.
If you put your tree up on Saturday, Mike, on Friday, what day do you make the fruitcakes? You make the fruitcakes on Friday.
Okay.
And then you put the tree up.
Bakey.
That's right.
You know, because I'm not getting in his way because I know that this might be the best year ever.
They're better every year.
Solid harvest.
Solid harvest. We have all the fluorescent green fruit at the ready. We've harvested it at the nuclear forest.
And whenever we talk about this, as far as a money-making opportunity for the Mike O'Mara show, I'm just disappointed that Oscar was never able to strike a deal with the bakers in China that we're going to mass-produce
those fruitcakes.
The Chinese bakers.
My contact in Shenzhen said no.
That's right. What they needed was black walnuts, English walnuts, and just a little lead.
That's right. Well, you know, a lot of people don't know. We actually got to the test phase of those, and you know, Oscar was almost thrown out of the country when he took a little tiny bite of the sample fruitcake they offered. Said, tastes like pollution. But anyway.
We had to test it for CO2 levels.
Yeah. The fruitcake slice is easier than the air, just barely.
Here's how I feel about it. The decorations are down from the attic. If Mrs. O'Mara wants to go to town this weekend and get the house ready as we enter the holiday
season. Spread the joy.
I say
don't you think it's good for the little guy?
It is. And you know what? I will say this. I really do miss having littler kids at Christmas time. It's the best. And although it's never been properly addressed.
But you have kids, though.
Yeah, but here's the deal, Oscar. It's never been really properly addressed and put to bed. But there is a portion of the Christmas legend that is no longer as magical in my house.
Santa?
Because I don't want to get into it. But it's just,
are you getting teary-eyed?
No. It's just that once the whole Santa thing is sort of not the primary focus and the magical appearance of the man in the red suit, it really takes a piece out of the pie. And it's
You think of between your children? And you talk about Julia being smart, Robert being strong. Do you think who would be the child as they grow and you get older, who would be the child that would be have the best chance of really hitting the lottery in any manner of occupations that would take care of you and Carrie in your old age? Who do you think would be
who's going to break out?
That's a really tough one because Julia's going to make the money, but Robert is the only one that would care enough to do it. It's a weird thing. I think Julia will take care of us. That's exactly what I thought,
by the way. You think Julia would take care of you?
Yeah, I think she might, but I think we might have to, I think like on the 28th or 29th of every month, there'll be the call. The check's not here, dear. We don't have the check, dear. I think they'll both do okay. I really do think, though, that if you fast forward 30 years from now, Robert will be doing fine, but Julia will have the house that hosts the holidays. I think she's going to be a pretty dynamic success of whatever she is. No, I don't think it's terrible. I said Robert's going to do fine. He's fine.
Yeah, he's going to do fine. Robert will be riding in the car over to Julia's house with the parents.
I'm rooting for you, Robert.
You're not going to Julia's for Thanksgiving if you don't clean up your room. Shut up, Dad. No, you know what? He's going to surprise us all.
Yeah, I hope he does. I hope he does.
So is he more into Air Jordans than actual Santa Claus?
Right now, they're both into presents and not so much into Santa. I don't think, here's the deal. I don't think I'll ever get another picture with them at the mall with Santa, even as a gag. And that's sad. Because
Carla's doing this thing this year she saw online where it's going to be something. I'll get it right. I'll make sure that I get it right next time I talk about it. Something you need, something you can use. Something you can use, something you want, something you need.
Oh, like
I think that's everybody.
What
gets
is it? Chain letter?
Gifts.
What's going on?
It's something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like from a wedding?
That's for weddings. So I'm just trying to help.
Wait, I don't understand. When you say she's doing that, she's doing that.
That's
as...
how we're doing gifts. We're getting. We're limiting our gift giving to a number. We're actually controlling the number of gifts that everybody gets.
Ah.
So and it's going to
well,
be
what
in
did
those
you do
categories.
Before? Don't people
well, no,
do
I
that?
Mean, you randomly went out and bought a couple of gifts for people without any real thought. You know, it's just hey, you might like this, you might like that. We're categorizing. It's kind of a fun way to do it. Actually,
I've never heard of this. Please,
this is neat. I like this.
That's why Christmas morning at the O'Meara house, I'm going to open the door and say, hey, it's a Victoria's Secret model. That's going to be... It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Is that what you're writing to Santa? Yeah. Dear Santa.
And Mike, is
now,
that
to
the,
be honest
is
with
that
you,
the thing you need?
No, you know what? I have a Victoria's
nice
Secret
save.
Supermodel.
Nice save.
By the
nice
way, Carla, congratulations on the pre-pregnancy weight being achieved.
Oh,
and,
yes. Hey.
And now onward to the pre quitting smoking weight. Congratulations.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to... She truly looks amazing. She really,
she
really
can handle being thin.
Yeah, she
yes,
can.
She is fantastic. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Rob Ford.
And on this week's episode of the show, no Rob Ford, but we have Rob Spiewak.
Oh, another Rob is good.
Another Rob. We have to replace one Rob with another.
There you go.
We start talking about old-time movies.
Oh, what a surprise.
Also, a Good Morning America 40th anniversary show. I'm not on it.
Controversial.
Well, we'll explain it. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
So you were there for that, huh?
You got to listen to Tony's reasoning and the back and forth between him and GMA about the 40th anniversary. Fascinating look at television. I was spellbound. Check out the show this week.
Oh, it's my fun. God. That's worth tuning in. You know, Tony, people don't realize. I mean, he's the local Fox anchor here.
Yep.
But Tony was the weatherman for Good Morning America for a number of years.
7 years. I mean, the show's been on 40.
7 years he was on
And he
show.
Was on wow. for 7 years. And it's a very interesting story. You're going to like it.
That's incredible. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Nuts.com. We're talking about the holidays and really delighted to have this advertiser on the Mike O'Meara Show because you can load up on great gifts just like I sent my daughters last week from Nuts.com.
Mm-hmm.
One of the packages I actually sent my daughters was called the Christmas Gift Pack.
Oh, nice.
And another one was the Gold Pack. I sent them this amazing amount of food, and they went nuts over it. It was really, really delicious. Nuts.com has the best tasting nuts on the planet. Quality is job one with these guys. They pay attention to that. That's their priority. We had the owner of Nuts.com on a conference call a few
yes.
weeks ago, and I asked him, what's your priority? He said, our priority is quality. We have better stuff than you're going to find in the grocery store, and during the holidays, you're going to lay stuff out for people coming over and visiting you for Christmas,
exactly.
for Thanksgiving, for Hanukkah.
For
you
baking,
want to put out
Mike,
really good stuff.
For
yes.
baking. Oh, my
Absolutely.
God. They got the best black walnuts I've ever seen.
And you're going to be using Nuts.com for your fruitcakes this
All
year,
All of
right?
it. It's fantastic.
Nuts, nuts, nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet. Whatever you like to munch on, let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers get 4 free samples. You can choose from over 50 options. That's a $15 value when you go to nuts.com and use the code TMOS. That's nuts.com and the code TMOS for 4 free samples with your order. Minimum purchase required. Thank you, and we truly appreciate the business from nuts.com. So get out there and enjoy your nuts today.
News.
Well, I think I knew this. Your body changes when you get older.
What?
Huh? Yeah.
What?
That's right. Your body changes when you get older, boys. And eventually everything sags, aches, or both. Happy Wednesday. A new survey found out that the ages when the average person's body parts start hurting, aging or otherwise changing, and they found out the ages when this happens.
Okay.
And would you like the results?
Please.
Headaches and migraines start at 24. I can testify to that. That is about exactly when, you don't say about exactly. That's in the ballpark of when I started getting my migraines.
Valid. Very
Absolutely.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah.
Back pain starts at 33. I'm testament to this. I know this is when my back
sounds
started
about right.
Yeah,
I'm
here. Right around the time
around
it did.
My early 30s. That's when I was like, oh, this is what they've been talking about.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's you know, yeah. And I really believe that genetically, if you know, you've got a family member that was predisposed, like
oh,
my
yeah.
dad was.
Generative
it's
discs.
Weird. Knee problems start at 37. Now, I can't speak to this.
Well, when was
because,
your fight?
that had nothing to do with like genetics. That was me blowing my own knee out, and that was in my That was in my 50s.
Wow.
Wasn't it? Yeah. Was that in my early 50s?
Like 2 years ago.
Don't mess with the silver fox.
F me, first, F you.
You still got the fire in the belly.
The first gray hair shows up at 39. Rob, you can speak to it. Does the first 39, they say, is when the first gray hair shows up?
Only if you're single.
True.
No, I really started to come in earnest about that time, mostly in my beard, but now if I had hair, it would be gray.
Joint pain or arthritis starts at 40. I wouldn't know about that because I probably didn't notice it, but I didn't think it was that early. And hot flashes, I've never gotten a hot flash.
I think women primarily.
That starts at 50, so I guess that's primarily. The survey also found people start feeling their body generally deteriorating when they hit 30. Do you feel like the body is deteriorating?
You know what I remember? I remember at 25, that's when hangovers became sometimes unsurmountable or insurmountable. That was a switch at 25. But I think 40 is when I really started to feel my age.
It's harder to maintain this physique.
Yeah, this beautiful physique.
It is.
One third of people say that bad choices they made when they were younger are catching up with them when they hit 30. What did he say? I missed that.
He was once again commenting on my physique, I believe.
Thank you very much.
Here I am, Adonis.
People Magazine. People Magazine has their sexiest man alive unveiled last night.
Oh, who is it?
Oh, it's Matt.
David Beckham. It's David Beckham. He's 40 years old, and believe it or not, he's never won it before. He says, quote, I never feel like I'm an attractive, sexy person. I mean,
I like
to wear nice clothes and nice suits and look and feel good, but I don't ever think of myself that way. Oh, bite me. Why can't he say something?
If you can wear a skull cap in the summer and still look good and not look an idiot, you're a good-looking guy.
Exactly. That's that really what I've always me. Said.
There's that little streak of homoerotic fun that we get
I mean,
from
he's got
Santana
that,
once
he's,
in a while.
He's got those abs, Mike. You know how it goes.
He had a little fun with his wife, Victoria Beckham, and their kids when he found out. He says, quote, we kind of laughed about it with the boys, and the boys kind of laughed at me and said, really? Sexiest man alive? Really? Brilliant quote. Thanks, David. That was really
Well, he's
really
clever. He's a clever, sexy sports guy.
Can't have it all, Rob.
No, you can't.
We can only speculate on the legal mess Charlie Sheen is facing, but TMZ says six of his former sexual partners contacted a lawyer and are going to sue him for intentional infliction of emotional distress, fraud, and sexual battery. They say they had sex with Charlie, both protected and unprotected. You knew this was coming. And he never told him he was HIV positive. There are at least four more women who have appointments with the same attorney. I was reading yesterday that in the last two years, we are talking in the neighborhood of 200 sexual partners.
Yeah.
That would be the problem to start with.
So that's even more than me.
Charlie's ex, Bree Olson, a very bright lady, says she believes she was with him post-diagnosis and he never told her he had HIV. They even had unprotected sex, but she says she does not have the virus. So,
porn stars in the news!
Yeah, I mean, really, with her, it could be any number of guys.
I love Bree.
Some men think that sending out a picture... Rob just made a cheese joke.
I did.
Some men think that sending out a picture of their package is such a turn-on. I've never really understood this. The truth is that almost no woman wants that, including Deborah Messing.
God.
Hi, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein.
Oh, Steve, with your new Android device. Don't send that picture. Deborah Messing doesn't want to see that. How dare you?
Somebody sent Deborah Messing a wiener shot recently. She tweeted, quote, someone sent me a DM of his very, very large penis. That's all. Then she posted the picture to Twitter.
Oh, my God.
With the penis blurred and the text, sending pics like this is never okay. And in the caption she wrote, respect women, respect yourselves. So I'm sure that's not what the guy was actually
looking
for.
I'm
going to
send it to this. Pick. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he gets a response. He's like, oh, this is a bad thing?
An idiot. Here are some really overpriced items on restaurant menus. Are you ready? We're going to go through these quickly. Number one, fried calamari.
You mean it's overpriced?
Overpriced.
Of what
almost always overpriced and mostly breading. Number two, spicy tuna rolls. I've enjoyed these.
Oh, really?
A lot of sushi chefs use old leftover pieces of tuna when they make it because they know that spicy sauce covers up the taste.
Makes sense, though.
Number three, oysters. When they're served on the half shell, they can be marked up. Are you ready?
Yeah.
3,000%.
Wow.
If you own a failing restaurant, contact us at foodnetwork.com.
I wasn't talking
the half
about
shell.
My restaurant.
No, that wasn't about you.
Okay.
I never had oysters at
you. I don't know. I've never had Kobe beef. Have you guys ever had Kobe beef?
No.
Yes, I've had Kobe beef.
Of course.
Most places
only the best.
Most places serve Kobe style beef, which is pretty much meaningless. One chef joked it translates as add $8.
Oh, so, no.
You have to go back and see if you really got Kobe beef or Kobe style beef.
So there's actually like they can say the truth. They can just say Kobe style beef, right. And then you're fine. Wow.
Number five, truffles and truffle oil. A lot of restaurants actually use imitation truffle oil. Mm. And even when you get real truffles, they only give you a few flecks of it. That's true. Yep. But they, you know, that at least truffles, I've seen the Food Network where they talk about how expensive truffles actually are.
Yeah, true.
Number six, bottled water. A lot of restaurants have filtration systems for their tap water now, so at least ask about it before you waste your money on bottled water.
You know what I love? I love when someone pays $9 for a bottle of Pellegrino and then they drink it over ice, because right. You're drinking the same garbage water in the ice that you would be getting for free, you moron.
Number seven is liquor, especially well liquor, which is more likely to give you a hangover. You're better off spending an extra dollar or two to get something decent. I don't know whether I agree with that.
Mm.
Thank you very much. And number eight, anything with lobster in it. They almost never put good pieces of lobster in there. It's usually scraps, and the tails are sold on their own. So with like a lobster sauce or something like that.
You know
that,
what, you though? Not careful. At Becky's. Do you remember those lobster omelets we got at Becky's?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's Maine. Maine's a different world.
Maine is a different world, though.
That.
You're right.
Now, a little something-something. I present to you the five best jobs for people who hate people. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, hunters and trappers. Yeah, sounds like it might work. Yeah, you're out there in the, you know, the Great White North. That sounds fine.
And if you really hate people, you can hunt them.
Yeah, like frontiersmen.
Hunt the people.
That's right.
And trap them. Number two, farm workers and crop laborers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're out on your own, I guess. Number three, poets and other kinds of creative writers. I guess that's solitude. You're out there alone.
Sure.
Number four, artists. You know, you're in the studio painting. Mm-hmm. That's true. Number five, here's a wild card, garment or textile pressers.
Oh, you're always in the dungeon somewhere, pressing.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. You know, makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And number six, we added one in here. Here it is. Executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
You can mope on your own.
Uh-huh. Mope alone.
Mope
alone.
That's a Pony Boys joke.
We'll take a break. When we come back, it's the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
More broadcasting, you've got many choices. The Mike O'Mara Show, The Rob and Joe Show, The Tony Perkins Show, Tech 411, and of course, Cake and Cookies with Rob and Katie. Now, how do you keep in touch with all of those shows? Check out O'MaraCast. Here's some more broadcasting highlights from last week.
But I am being boned daily by the captain.
Really? I put it in the bottom, because I mean, you don't swipe it, put it in. So I put it in, stick it in, then you type in the pin, and
you
then you pull it out. Yeah,
stick it in, pull it out, Todd, he says. Just the tip, just for a little bit.
Download it every Monday on iTunes or the TMOS app.
Marcus Cerda, you're a dirty birdie. You love the sexual stuff.
Have you ever taken stuff out of context?
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob's Audio Vault brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? I can tell you this for sure. Your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place ain't the way to do it, people. To find the quality candidates you need, you gotta go big. ZipRecruiter.com will let you do that. ZipRecruiter.com will allow you to post to over 100 job sites with a single click. It's that easy. You'll be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. 6 million resumes! You should be able to find somebody out of 6 million resumes.
You think?
Come on. Why am I turning into Jerry Seinfeld?
Come on.
Just one post within 24 hours. Watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Real ZipRecruiter clients say that ZipRecruiter transforms the recruiting process from painful to easy. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try right now. Do it absolutely free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. You know this. Go try ZipRecruiter. Do it today. It's free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS to get started. Try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. It's free, and you will love it. Now, without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for Wednesday, November 18, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Did you hear last week? I believe it was right after the experience in Paris, when President Obama talked about the opponents saying that they would probably handle it better than him. And he said, don't pop off in a situation like this, which is an oddly chosen phrase for a president to say, pop off. I like it in this context, though.
Folks want to pop off, pop off, pop off, pop off. Folks want to pop off, pop off, pop off. Folks want to pop off.
I wonder if the president ever hears these.
And if he does, would he love it?
Yeah, I think pretty good.
Yeah.
What they think they would do, present a specific plan.
Another great video that actually we have on our YouTube page right now. It's a parent found his Walkman and a couple cassettes, and he gave it to his kids. The kids look to be like maybe 13, 14 years old. And he says, can you put this into this and make it work? And, you know, it's a cassette player. How many did we use? Like, we could use them in the dark. We knew how to use it. Here are two kids trying to put a cassette in a Walkman.
Okay, it says time side, memory side. Mom, do you know how to do it?
Yes. I think it involves something with the ribbon. You pull on the ribbon like...
That's my favorite quote, when they actually start pulling the tape out of the cassette. I think it has something to do with the ribbon. They do figure it out, but check it out on our YouTube page.
Cool.
It's great.
I like that.
Now, if you think you're having a bad day, let's say you're a guy in Pennsylvania and you see a lady drive full speed into your garage, destroying all of the contents. That's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Until you go out and talk to her and find something out about her. This is a guy named Stanley Fisher.
I looked out my window and saw a car fly by down my driveway, past my truck. I heard a big crash and looked out, and she slammed into my shed. Oh, you could smell the alcohol on her, and the ambulance people went in and said there were open containers in her car. She tried to back up. I stopped her, took her keys from her, and I told her to wait for the police. She said, I can't get another DUI. I said, what do you mean? She said, I already had one today.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. So when you think you're having a bad day, just think of that. And Mike, I love a classic joke told well. Congratulations to Ireland for passing their legislation on same-sex marriages.
Ireland's new same-sex marriage law went into effect yesterday, giving equal rights to gay couples. So now it's just a matter of whether or not Michael Fitzpatrick.
That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
You know, that's old Seth delivering the oldies but goodies. That's a good sign. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Remember, we rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS. And make sure they get it, too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Sunday.com.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.